The Yoga Aphorisms of Patanjali. Chapter 1. Yoga and Its Aims. Instruction 1. This is the beginning of the instruction in yoga. Instruction 2. Yoga is the control of thought waves in the mind. Instruction 3. Then man abides in his nature. Instruction 4. At other times, when he is not in the state of yoga, man remains identified with the thought waves in his mind. Instruction 5. There are 5 kinds of thought waves, some painful, others not painful. Instruction 6. These 5 kinds of thought waves are right knowledge, wrong knowledge, verbal delusion, sleep, and memory. Instruction 7. The right kinds of knowledge are direct perception, inference, and spiritual testimony. Instruction 8. Wrong knowledge is the knowledge which is false and not based on the true nature of its object. Instruction 9. Verbal delusion arises when words do not correspond to reality. Instruction 10. Sleep is a wave of thought about nothingness. Instruction 11. Memory is when perceived objects are not forgotten, but come back to the consciousness. Instruction 12. They are controlled by means of practice and non-attachment. Instruction 13. Practice is the repeated effort to follow the disciplines which give permanent control of the thought waves of the mind. Instruction 14. Practice becomes firmly grounded when it has been cultivated for a long time, uninterrupted, with earnest devotion. Instruction 15. Non-attachment is self-mastery. It is freedom from which desire, from what is seen or heard. Instruction 16. When through the knowledge of the world, one ceases to desire any manifestation of nature, then that is the highest kind of non-attachment. Instruction 17. Concentration upon a single object may reach 4 stages: examination, discrimination, joyful peace, and simple awareness of the individuality. Instruction 18. The other kind of concentration is that in which the consciousness contains no object, only subconscious, impressions, which are like burnt seeds. It is attained by constantly checking the thought waves through which the practice of non-attachment. Instruction 19. When such concentration is not accompanied by non-attachment, and ignorance therefore remains, the aspirant will reach the state of disincarnate gods, or become merged in the forces of nature. Instruction 20. The concentration of this true spiritual aspirant is attained through faith, energy, recollectedness, absorption, and illumination. Instruction 21. Success in yoga comes quickly to those who are intensely energetic. Instruction 22. Success varies according to the means of adopted to attain it: mild, medium, or intense. Instruction 23. Concentration may also be attained through devotion to Ishvara. Instruction 24. Ishvara is a special kind of being, untouched by ignorance and the products of ignorance, not subject to karmas or samskaras, or even the result of action. Instruction 25. In him, knowledge is infinite. In others, it is only a germ. Instruction 26. He was the teacher, even of the earliest teachers, since he is not limited by time. Instruction 27. The word which represents him is Om. Instruction 28. The word must be repeated with meditation upon its meaning. Instruction 29. Hence comes the knowledge of the world and destruction of the obstacles to that knowledge. Instruction 30. Sickness, mental laziness, doubt, lack of enthusiasm, sloth, craving for the sense of pleasure, false perception, despair caused by failure to concentrate, and unsteadiness in concentration. These distractions are the obstacles to knowledge. Instruction 31. These distractions are accompanied by grief, despondency, trembling of the body, and irregular breathing. Instruction 32. They can be removed by the practice of concentration upon a single truth. Instruction 33. Undisturbed calmness of mind is attained by cultivating friendliness towards the happy, compassion for the unhappy, delighted in the virtuous, and indifference towards the wicked. Instruction 34. The mind may also be calmed by expulsion and retention of the breath. Those forms of concentration which result in extraordinary perceptions encourage the perseverance of the mind. Instruction 36. Concentration may also be attained by fixing the mind upon the inner light, which is beyond sorrow. Instruction 37. Or by meditating on the heart of an illuminated soul that is free from the passion. Instruction 38. Or by fixing the mind upon a dream experience or the experience of deep sleep. Instruction 39. Or by fixing the mind upon any divine form or symbol that appears to one as good. Instruction 40. The mind of a yogi can concentrate upon any object of any size, from the atomic to the great infinite great. Just as the pure crystal takes color from the object which is nearest to it, so the mind, when it is clear of thought waves, achieves the sameness or identity with the object of its concentration. This may either be a gross object, or the object of perception, or the sense of ego. Instruction 42. When the mind achieves identity with the gross object of concentration, mixed with awareness of name, quality, and knowledge, this is called
thoughtful samadhi.
Instruction 43. When the mind achieves identity with the gross object of the concentration, unmixed with awareness of name, quality, and knowledge, so that the object alone remains. Instruction 44. When the object of concentration is a subtle object, two kinds of
samadhi, thoughtful and thoughtless,
may be disguised in the same manner. Behind all subtle object is Prakriti, the primal cause. Instruction 46. These kinds of samadhi are said to be with seeds. Instruction 47. In reaching Nirvichara,
samadhi,
the mind becomes pure. Instruction 48. In that samadhi, knowledge is said to be filled with truth. Instruction 49. The knowledge which is gained from inference and the study of scriptures is known as the knowledge of one kind. But the knowledge which is gained from
samadhi
is of a much higher order. It goes beyond inference in the scriptures. Instruction 50. The impression which is made upon the mind that
samadhi
wipes out all other past impressions. Instruction 51. When the impression made by
samadhi
is also wiped out, so that there are no more thought waves at all in the mind, then one enters the
samadhi,
which is called seedless. End of chapter 1.